Hello friends, in chapter 6 we are going to talk about merchandise planning. Let us look at the learning objectives of this chapter. Familiarize with the concept and dimensions of merchandise planning. Learn the process of merchandise planning. Know the concept and components of the 6-month merchandise plan. And lastly, develop the 6-month merchandise plan. What is the concept of merchandise management and planning? Merchandise management can be defined as the analysis, planning, acquisition, handling and control of merchandise investment of retail operation. The analysis is required because a retailer needs to understand the needs and wants of his target audience. The retailer needs to understand what the customer will buy, at what price point, in what color, in which sizes, etc. The planning is necessary since the merchandise to be sold in the future has to be bought in advance. Therefore, a lot of careful thought and planning is required with respect to the merchandise to be sold. The acquisition or the sourcing of the merchandise. Most retailers do not produce the merchandise that is sold in their store. This they procure from various other sources. Therefore, the acquisition or sourcing is an extremely important step. The price at which the product is sourced will determine the price at which it is sold. Handling the merchandise. It is necessary to determine whether merchandise is needed and ensure that the merchandise reaches the required stores at the right time and in the right condition. The quality of the merchandise as well as its quantity has to be appropriate. Control. As the function of retailing involves spending money for acquiring the products, it is crucial to control the amount of money spent on procuring and buying. What is the need for merchandise planning? Merchandise planning is the approach towards acquiring the merchandise and it aims to maximize the return on investment or the ROI. The objective of merchandise planning is to increase the retailer's profits and thus his market share. It helps the retailer arrive at the quantities of the products that have to be bought in order to ensure profitability and retail success. Merchandise planning aims at procuring and making available the right merchandise to the end customer. Let us look at the process for merchandise planning. The first step is to forecast the sales of that category. The next step is to develop the assortment plan. The third step is determining the inventory level and product availability. Next, develop a plan for managing the inventory. The next step is allocating merchandise for stores. Which merchandise goes to which store? The next step is buying the actual merchandise. So, if you see carefully, in this entire process, actually buying merchandise is at stage 6. The first 5 steps are actually all about planning what to buy and how much to buy and planning how to allocate merchandise to which store. We start buying only in the 6th step. The last one is monitoring and evaluating the performance of the merchandise. There are various ways of planning the merchandise. It can be done either top-down or bottom-up planning. Let us understand what is top-down planning. As the name suggests, it starts at the top and percolates down. Top-down planning is done by senior management who forecast the growth that they plan or envision, which is then translated down to how to achieve the forecasted growth. This is usually done for a period of 6 months or 1 year. The focus in our top-down planning is mainly on the sales goals to be achieved. It is in sync with the firm's goals and missions and vision. Since the senior management is doing this planning, they will ensure that their planning is in sync with the firm's goals and mission. This kind of a planning provides a more balanced perspective on the merchandise performance. Now let us talk about the bottom-up planning. The analysis begins with knowing what to sell, how much to sell, what type of a product, at what price and when. So essentially, you can see the difference between top-up and bottom-up planning. Top-down and bottom-up planning. Bottom-up planning starts at the bottom level, where we start planning at the SKU level and individual store level. Then the planning moves up to the regional and national level. It may take into consideration the space available in the various stores or the various types of stores that the retailer has, and then plan a number of aspects around the shelf space available. This kind of a bottom-up planning is usually appropriate for smaller firms. Next segment is going to deal with the concept of merchandise hierarchy. Let us look at this pyramid. We are starting at the top, which is a company, then a department, a category, a subcategory, a style or a price point, and last, at the bottom, is the SKU or a stock keeping unit. We have already defined the stock keeping unit as a smallest part of our merchandise assortment. It usually refers to the colors and sizes available in any product, style or category. Now let us understand the different elements of the merchandise hierarchy. A product range is divided or subdivided according to the product features and the sales pattern similarities. Essentially, we are looking at similarities and clubbing categories together. The products are grouped into categories or sections for ease of handling. This grouping is termed as merchandise hierarchy. This hierarchy is established in a logical manner, depending on how the consumers are likely to buy the merchandise. So the grouping into categories or sections is for ease of handling as well as ease of selling the product based on how the consumer is likely to buy the product. Now we will define a category. A category is an assortment of items that consumers perceive as substitutes for one another. It is a basic unit of analysis for merchandise decision making. Today, the concept of category management, which means managing an entire category, is in. This is a concept which a lot of big retailers like Pantaloons are using nowadays. An SKU or a stock keeping unit is a final level of merchandise hierarchy and the most basic level of identification of merchandise. It helps the buyer understand the complete breakup of the quantities needed in every product to be bought or sold. This is an example of the merchandise hierarchy in the apparel section of a departmental store. The department over here is apparel. The various classes of products it has is menswear and womenswear. Then the next level of the hierarchy is the category, and you can divide this class of menswear into different categories. I have divided it into classics, semi-formals and casuals. Similarly, I have divided women's wear into ethnic wear, western wear and lingerie. Then each category can further be subdivided into a subcategory. For example, we have broken down the category of classics into subcategories of shirts and trousers. Casuals, I have broken down into jeans and t-shirts. The Western wear, for example, has been subcategorized into skirts, trousers, and dresses. After the subcategory comes the style, the brand, or the price point. So these are various smaller parts of each of the subcategories that the retailer is selling. It could be different styles, it could be different brands, or even different price points. Here I have taken different brands as subparts of a shirt. So let's say a men's classic shirt is sold in brands Zodiac and Arrow. At the final basic level is the SKU. Here the SKU is a combination of styles, colors, and sizes. Similarly, in women's wear, Western wear, I have taken three subcategories of skirts, trousers, and dresses and broken them down into knits, wovens, and denim. So as you can see, here we can also add different raw materials or fabrics to classify. And then within wovens, you could have different styles, colors, and sizes of women's Western wear. Now let us understand types of merchandise. I'm sure you've already done this as part of your marketing aspect, but we will recap it briefly. We have a staple or a basic product, which is a regular product offered by the retailer and does not change with time. So there are not many style changes. Okay? You could say jeans or a men's formal shirt. These are basic merchandise. Or you could say grocery, which is a staple merchandise, bread, eggs, these are staples and there is no change in it over a time period. Then we have fashion merchandise. As the name suggests, it refers to products that are fashionable, that will change and evolve with time. They may be seasonal, they will go out of style. These products have cyclical sales and reflect the changing lifestyles and tastes of the consumer. Since there are frequent style changes, they are difficult to forecast. What is a fad? A fad is a merchandise that consists of styles or products that shoot into fashion and go out of fashion equally fast. The sales are generated for a very short time. It is even more difficult to forecast the sales for such a product. Now we are going to discuss certain terms that will describe the merchandise. The first term is an assortment, which is a selection of merchandise a retailer offers. It is a set of products offered within a merchandise category. These products share similar physical characteristics. The terms that define an assortment are the width and breadth or variety and the depth of an assortment. The width of an assortment is the number of distinct product lines a retailer offers or carries. It is the number of different merchandising categories offered. So if you go back to the merchandise hierarchy, the width or variety is the number of merchandise categories that are offered to the customer by a retailer. A wide assortment means a lot of product lines, while a narrow assortment indicates that the retailer is selling only a few product lines. Depth of an assortment is the choice in any of the product lines in terms of product variation and brand variation. It refers to the number of SKUs within a category. Increased depth of assortment allows the retailer to offer a number of different price levels. Now we are going to talk about the 6-month merchandise plan. A 6-month merchandise plan is a tool that translates the profit objectives of the retailer into a framework of merchandise planning and control. The primary objective of creating the 6-month merchandise plan is to prepare a month-by-month purchase schedule. So on a monthly basis, we are planning what has to be purchased every month, what is the projected sales for every month. What are the components of a 6-month merchandise plan? The first is the planned sales. These are the sales projected for a time period. The next is the planned purchases, which are the purchases planned for a given period. Obviously, the same plan period as the planned sales. Now, let us understand the concepts using some formulae. Planned purchases are equal to planned sales plus planned reductions plus planned EOM minus planned BOM. So, what is EOM and BOM? EOM is the end of month inventory and BOM is the beginning of month inventory. So, planned BOM means what is it that I am planning to have at the beginning of a month, and EOM is the inventory I am left with at the end of a month. Planned purchases at cost. This is equal to planned purchases at retail price into 100% minus the initial markup percentage. What are planned reductions? This was the next element or component of the 6-month merchandise plan. In order to have enough merchandise available every month to achieve the forecasted sales, the retailer has to consider other factors that reduce inventory in addition to the sales made. So obviously, the most important part of planned reductions is the sales, because they are reducing the inventory. But there are other factors which are part of planned reductions which reduce the sale, which reduce the inventory. So let us look at what are these various types of planned reductions. Planned markdowns, which are reductions in price that a retailer has to offer due to a number of factors like poor quality of the product or change in trends or broken assortments. Markdown is an amount by which the retailer reduces a product's original price. So a planned markdown is essentially a discount given on a product, which could be due to poor quality. It could be because the product is not selling anymore. The product is in the decline phase of the product life cycle. It could be that the season has ended and it's a fashion product and will not sell the next season. The next is employee discounts, which are given to employees for buying the retailer's merchandise. This is another aspect which reduces the inventory. Shrinkage of the stock that is removed from the store without payment being made for it is another element of planned reductions. The shrinkage could be theft or pilferage by a customer. It could also be by a store employee. It could be vendor fraud or any administrative errors. The next two elements of the 6-month merchandise plan are the planned markup. The markup essentially refers to the profit. It is the difference between the cost price and the selling price of the product. Gross margin is the difference between the selling price, the cost of the product, minus the planned reductions. So, planned markup is the profit per piece or per product, while gross margin is what the retailer is finally getting into his profit, because here we have to reduce the planned reductions from his profit. Average inventory. This is the average amount of inventory on hand within a particular time frame. It is a very simple formula. Average inventory is BOM plus EOM divided by 2, where we know BOM is beginning of the month inventory. We also call it the opening stock. EOM is end of the month inventory, or also referred to as the closing stock. Now we are going to talk about various methods of planning inventory. There are 4 methods which are used primarily to plan the inventory levels. The first one is the stock to sales method. The stock to sales ratio is proportionate relationship between the amount of inventory at hand and sales for the corresponding month or time period. It is the amount of inventory that should be on hand at the beginning of the month to support the sales forecast and maintain the inventory turnover objective. Let us look at it in terms of formulae. The stock to sales ratio. So for the stock to sales method, we will use stock to sales ratio, which is equal to stock on hand at the end of the month at the retail value of the stock divided by sales for the month. The next formula is stock to sales ratio is value of inventory divided by the actual sales. The planned beginning of the month inventory is equivalent to stock to sales ratio multiplied by the planned sales. The next method of planning inventory is the basic stock method. As the name suggests, retailers follow this method of planning inventory. They believe that they should carry a certain amount of basic inventory or a certain fixed amount of inventory in the store at all times so that the customer gets to see some products at least. Thus, the retailer carries more inventory than he expects to sell. There is a buffer in case the sales are more or shipments are delayed. This method of basic stock method is appropriate when the inventory turnover is low or the sales are erratic over the year. How do we calculate inventory using the basic stock method? Basic stock is equivalent to average stock for the season minus average monthly sales for the season. Average monthly sales for the season is equivalent to total planned sales for the season divided by number of months in the season. So we can work out average monthly sales for the season and put that in this formula. How do we calculate average stock for the season, which is required over here? Average stock for the season is total planned sales for that season divided by the estimated inventory turnover rate for that season. The BOM stock, which is beginning of the month stock, is equal to planned monthly sales plus the basic stock. Now we will discuss the next method, which is the week's supply method of planning inventory. This method forecasts average sales weekly. Thus, the beginning of the month is equal to several weeks' expected sales. It assumes that the inventory is proportional to sales and is used when the stock has to be turned every week. That is, new inventory comes in on a weekly basis. Hence the term week's supply method. Let us look at the formula. Number of weeks to be stocked is equivalent to the number in weeks in the period divided by the stock turnover for that period. Average weekly sales is equivalent to estimated total sales for the period divided by number in weeks in the period. The beginning of the month stock in this method is worked out by calculating the average weekly sales and multiplying it with the number of weeks to be stocked. The next method is the percentage variation method. When the BOM differs from the planned average monthly stock by half of that month's variation from estimated average monthly sales, we will use the percentage variation method. This method is used when the stock turnover exceeds 6 times a year, which means that it is relatively stable. Let's look at the formula. The BOM stock is equal to the average stock for the season multiplied by half of this, which is 1 plus planned sales for the month divided by the average monthly sales. Let us look at the information we need before we develop the 6-month merchandise plan. We need to know the method of inventory planning that we will be using. We have to gather sales data for the same period last year. We review data on returns, markdowns, and inventory. Let us take an example and develop a 6-month merchandise plan for this retailer based on the data available. Data available is for last year for retailer ABC. The retailer expects a 10% increase in sales, and the planned reductions are equivalent to 125,000 rupees. Let's create his 6-month merchandise plan. The first step, calculate monthly sales as a percentage of total sales in order to determine sales for next year. The same has been done in this example in this table on the next page. We have taken 6 months, January through June. The sales expected is this per year. This is the data that we have. Percentage of total sales. So what we are doing is working out this as a percentage of the total sales of the 6 months. And then this is your percentage. So in January, we plan to achieve 10% of the total sales of 6 months. The stock to sales ratio is given over here. The percentage of reductions is this. So to achieve 100% planned reductions, this is the month-wise reductions that we are assuming. The next step, management expects a 10% increase in sales next year. Using this information, we will calculate the total projected sales for next year. So the projected sales for every month is this. How we have worked this out is, going back to the previous slide, we are taking this number, which is the sales, and adding 10% to it for every month. And we get the projected sales for every month, and this total should be a 10% increase of the previous table's number. The next step is to use data of planned reductions and percentage of reductions per month to calculate the monthly reductions in terms of value. So we have percentage of reductions, which we have given in the previous slide also. So that is our percentage of reductions. And now we are working out the monthly reductions in terms of value. If you remember, we had discussed that the total planned reduction is 125,000, and all of these reductions per month will add up to this amount. The next step is to calculate the BOM, beginning of month, and EOM, end of the month. The BOM of the current month is always the same as the EOM of the previous month. The BOM sales is equal to monthly sales multiplied by our stock to sales ratio. So we use this formula to work out our BOM and EOM. Here, for June, we do not have the EOM. So we are estimating some data, and for the month of July, which is not available. So we have assumed a amount of 9 lakhs. And then we have added that over here. I have asterisked it because this is an assumed data. Now we have worked out the BOM and EOM. So BOM we have worked out using this formula. We already have the monthly sales and the stock to sales ratio. And using this concept for each BOM, okay, we will take that amount as the EOM of the previous month. And in the end, we are going to assume the number of the EOM for June. Step 5 is to calculate the monthly additions to the stock, which is the amount that needs to be ordered each month. So that is the monthly addition to the stock. How do we work this out? We use the formula. Additions to stock is equal to sales plus reductions plus the EOM stock. So this is all the outgoing minus the BOM stock. Using this formula, we will work out additions to stock for each month. And then this 6-month merchandise plan is serving as an indicator of the inventory required every month. Thank you.